producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Donald Trump once again ahead in the polls in Texas this time. There's all kinds of polls that are being taken. Let's kick off things with that exciting news. The Lyceum poll shows that clearly, once again, he's in front. And the Lyceum poll is a nonpartisan, nonprofit group. What they focus on is identifying Texas leaders, that kind of thing. So they surveyed the land to find out on the national scene who people like. Donald Trump was the leader. His closest challenger, not surprisingly, Senator Ted Cruz, because he's from Texas, y'all. And so how much did he cream him by? Just 5 percentage points, 21% to 16%. Ben Carson, 12%, Jeb Bush, 10%, and Carly Fiorina, 6% of the vote, for what it's worth. I think it's just interesting to see these polls. On the other side, Hillary Clinton is doing the best in the polls, 36%. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, 24%. And Joe Biden, who's not even in the race, gets 15%. So there you go. And TikTok, October 13th, the Democrats get to duke it out, the handful that have declared on the big stage, as the first Democratic debate will take place. And I wonder what kind of numbers the Democratic debate is going to get compared to what happens with the Republicans. I'm thinking, I don't know that they're going to have the biggest numbers. You don't even have that many intriguing storylines because there aren't a lot of people in it. First of all, where it's the seven dwarfs, plus another seven and a few stragglers if you talk about the Republicans. But I think Joe Biden is getting ready to say he's going to be in. And if he wanted to steal some more thunder from Hillary Clinton, he would do it right before the debate. Because I think they'd let him in. He's forming the pack. I have a feeling he's going to run. Especially since his son, who he's having a really rough time getting over, and can you blame him? What a horrible thing to lose a child to anything, and a grown son who had been through so much and still had a lot of life left, to watch him wither away had to be brutal. But his dying wish, according to Beau Biden's friends, was that he wanted his father to run. So let's see what happens if, in fact, this becomes a reality before that first debate, which could be. All right, I mentioned that Donald Trump leads in the latest Texas poll. And what does it mean? In the meantime, he is the leading candidate to be assassinated, according to people close to El Chapo. They say El Chapo may have put $100 million, the bounty, on Trump's head. Yeah, the Mexican drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, over remarks, because he was furious, that he made about Mexicans. He threatened Trump, and we know this already, through a Twitter account purported to belong to his son soon after he escaped from a prison. And so he had some fiery words to say. And it had to do with his announcement and what he said to Mexico, sending its criminals to America, rapists, murderers, all that kind of stuff. And that's why he put him on his little list. to try to pull a Clint Eastwood on him, I guess. But I don't think anyone's taking his threats all that seriously right now. I think it's been pushed off as, okay. We hear you. This is big news. I don't know how you feel about this, but look around a couple of times because maybe in your neighborhood, the Justice Department is going to release 6,000 nonviolent drug offenders from federal prisons at the end of the month. It's one of the largest one-time dumps of inmates in our history. So, you know what happens here? They say, well, there's nonviolent, the prisons are overcrowded, this is ridiculous, we have to do something, so why can't we release them? And then, if something ridiculous, loony, mind-blowing, sad thing happens, whoops, some people got through the system that shouldn't have been let out. We've heard that song and dance before. That's what's so scary about it. But they're arranging for the inmates to be moved into halfway houses. Remember, the Sentencing Commission came up with guidelines that reduced the penalty significantly for drug crimes. And it affected about 50,000 inmates altogether. How this plays out, if I were on that team that wanted this, I would have my fingers crossed. I'd be saying my prayers. Please don't let something happen where somebody gets out and they shouldn't be one of the people that are released. Because, boy, that could happen so easy. And you tip over that milk, not a good thing if that happens at all. So I'm mixed on that. Are prisons overcrowded? Of course they're overcrowded. Are there people who are sentenced to ridiculous sentences for very little illegal substances and they shouldn't be serving these crazy cockamamie sentences they're serving? Yes. But it's tough to try to explain that to somebody when somebody gets released that shouldn't be released, which is what can happen and has happened before in the past. There are ways to sneak around the system. So let's hope that doesn't happen. And then finally, we're gonna do the Nail the Score thing at the tail end of the hour. You don't want to forget this. Nail the Score is such a fun thing. If you are sleepy, prop those eyes open. And remember, because you could win a computer, 855-266-5283. The number to be a part of Nail the Score is 855-266-5283. And check it out. The game of the week is chosen by our master computer in Minneapolis. Once the game of the week is chosen, you, in New York, in Ottumwa, Iowa, in Dallas, Texas, in Sarasota, Florida, wherever you are, you hear it. It's your call to action. You tell me who's going to win and what the final score is going to be. And you don't have to have massive analysis. What do they say? It leads to paralysis. No need for that. So don't forget at the tail end of the show, that's where we're headed. Coming up, you're going to like this. Among other things, we're going to hit the mailbag, plus a conversation with Dr. Frieda. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
It's always exciting to me to check the mail, and the reason why is because you're so passionate about whatever it is you talk about, even if it's just going to the movies, and we actually have an email like that. So thanks for all of the emails that you send. And remember, if you're listening to me for the first time, you hear something, you think, oh, I want to say something about that, or I have a great little piece, a little nugget I want to add to whatever it is we're talking about, or something completely different, doesn't matter, 24/7, calorie-free, send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one here is from Georgianne, who says, Kate, I heard you talking months ago about McDonald's starting all-day breakfast. I guess today is the official day. Sounds so silly in a life where there are so many problems swirling around us. But, man, if I want to get my Egg McMuffin now, I can get it all day long. Less calories, great way to eat a lunch that way. I don't know, I'm not trying to plug McDonald's, but I just think it's good. I can't tell you how many times I pulled up to the window right when they stopped serving breakfast. I'm going to say, Georgianne, I understand, because I'm trying not to be a big fast food eater, and I haven't been lately. But if I were to grab something on the run, they have a breakfast burrito, and actually, if we're talking about calories, it doesn't have as many calories. It doesn't matter. But the point is, the few times when I've been in a rush and I've gone to get it, it seems like it's just when they stop serving it. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 10:30. Do you want a double McBurger or whatever it is they have? I don't even know. Big Mac, do you want a Big Mac? No, not at 10:30 with my coffee, thank you. So it was a smart move on their part, I think, to a smart PR move to do that. Why not try? Because they're getting clobbered by so many other fast food franchises out there. All right, let's move on to this one on a more serious note. This one from Ted, who says, Kate, boy, I heard you talking about the flooding in South Carolina, and it's awful, that dams breaching in that state. They knew it was going to get worse, but you mentioned the amount of rain, 20 inches. I almost fell out of bed when I heard you say that. I knew it was a lot, but that pretty much tells the story right there in a nutshell. We got to pray and help our brothers and sisters in that state, because it's just that awful. It is just that awful. Mandatory evacuations, of course, and they have to get them out of there. And you know, somebody said, I think it was Izzy who called in and said, oh, these idiots, these people that are swimming in the water, and unless they're escaping something, I agree with that. You don't, that's not playtime to jump in the water. It's filthy, brutal, filled with things you don't want to be in kind of water. And so if you're not, if you're in an area where it's just flooding and it's not the kind that is going to overtake you, you definitely don't want to be wading in it. But they have these controlled breaches because they're trying to prevent a larger amount of water from escaping from the dam, and that's part of what they have to do. The death toll now is what we have, for what it's worth, because I agree with Nikki Haley, the governor, you know, that's going to change probably. But at least 13 people died in weather-related problems, 11 in South Carolina, 2 only in North Carolina. North Carolina didn't get the flooding quite as bad. And, you know, I'll tell you what, there was a weird thing, and I didn't think about this, but caskets. There was a cemetery, and there was a casket that was unearthed from the cemetery. They were worried about others being unearthed, and it just, you know, floated down in the water. It, you know, it's one of those unexpected deals of, wow, I mean, who's thinking of that? You know, and I saw pictures of them luckily retrieving it, because, boy, that would be frightening. Wouldn't it, if you're in the water and you see the casket coming down, it's and it still, it had to be new. There were still flowers and whatnot, but they say it was the remains of a woman buried back in May, and that the woman's husband also drifted away but was recovered. Wow. Crazy. All right, let's move on to another one, something else, and this one is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, and Jake says, hi, Katie Kate. Once again, here we go with the whole gun deal, and it's worth repeating this. The problem is if somebody wants to do something, they're going to find a way to do it. You can remember of the past all the bombings that we've heard about. Certainly in Europe, they've dealt with bombings. Ask anyone who lives in London. Ask anybody who lives in Germany. And yes, maybe there are ways to thwart people who want to do harm and get ridiculous amounts of ammunition. I understand that, but the problem is you don't want to go too far over to the other side. And this is what happens. More people run out for guns when they get afraid, and maybe they wouldn't even have them. They get afraid that the opportunity to get them is going to go away. It seems like we're always treating the symptoms and not the problem. And the problem seems to be mental illness in the country, and yet it is not really truly discussed the way it needs to be discussed. I totally agree with that last statement. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not, you know, a psychotherapist in any sense of the word, a psychiatrist, etc. But it is an epidemic of mental health problems because of the world we live in. The, you know, we don't want to blame technology. Technology can be great, and we're individuals. But it's when so much is being smashed at you, and you feel alone, I guess. I mean, there's so many different reasons, and I'm not giving any shooter any excuse because I think it's horrific, despicable. And, you know, you pick the adjective and plug it in. But it is, it certainly is something that needs to be addressed on a whole different level than we're doing it. Because all you have to do is line up all the shootings, then put in the other column what were the reasons why, what was being said, what are the things you found out about the person, that kind of stuff, right next to it. It's troubling. It doesn't do anything for the victims, though, and I'm all about the victims. Why we also don't talk more about the victims, to me, is also the heartbreaking thing. Because those families, those, how do you repair those families? Losing kids that are barely into their 20s or even younger than that, depending on what we're talking about. Certainly we know how off the hook the whole Sandy Hook thing was. And I just can't imagine the rage somebody would feel losing a 5- or 6-year-old. Can't imagine that. Okay, we move on to another one. This one is from Edward, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. I enjoy the show. I am a new convert to it. I accidentally tripped on it, frankly, when I was looking for something else, and I'm very delighted I did. I listened to you in Washington. You have a lot of listeners there, my dear, just so you know. It certainly seems that way to me. And as we watch from Washington what's happened in South Carolina, I really feel for the people. You said something about the amount of roads, highways that were closed. And I was watching a reporter next to a highway showing how it just completely had eroded. And if you had driven a car down there, you would have had that car tumble all the way into a ditch So thank goodness that they found these roads and closed them as quickly as they could, because that's another part of flooding, of what happens to bridges and roads and other ways that people are traveling, and often that's not thought of. Yeah, it's thought of by emergency people, but you're right. So if you live somewhere and you're like, oh, the roads are kind of dry here, I can escape, get out here. But then you don't realize the water that's soaking it and what happens. And it is frightening. I did see some of those roads. I did watch a report on one of the networks, and it was just a massive drop-off. So when you have that and you're driving, you don't see it, you know, that would be absolutely disastrous, no question about it. It's been a long time since I've dealt with floods, although I have been in floods, usually on the reporting side, and I've seen some unbelievable things where all of a sudden it's fine, and then poof, it's there you see it and there you don't. Things start to float away. So the president, by the way, signed South Carolina, you know, the declaration, the disaster declaration, and you can see it, like I said. You see those roads, and it's like they disappear into nowhere, and you see the flooding in the houses and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Okay, let's move on to yet another one. I knew I was going to get a bunch in here, so I want to do that. This one is from Bob, who says, Kate, I am going to try the nail the score thing this week. Although I am lousy at guesses, I think it's hilarious. I love these guys that call in and try to guess the score of the game, and I'm rooting for somebody to nail the score. Maybe it'll be me, perhaps. It's such a bizarre NFL season, tough to predict even who's going to win, I think, in some cases. You mentioned the fact that the Dolphins head coach already was fired. Why do you think that is? Oh, because they weren't winning, and there was no control in that locker room, I think is the bigger thing. The fact that you have players complaining and being brats, of course, but there was just no cohesiveness whatsoever. I mean, if he was an incredible leader, but he just had lost the team anyway, and after losing in London, that was it. Because we're going to go in some different direction. And we're not paying the Sean Payton kind of crazy money where it's over $8 million a year. He's the coach of the Saints. If you have a coach like that, it might make you think twice about swallowing some sort of a big salary. Not that he wasn't making anything, but better to replace, let's put it that way, than have to pay out. Makes sense to me. All right, thanks so much for all of your emails. Appreciate it. Remember, 247americatonight.net.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Green room right now, and I love this lady's perspective on so much of what we talk about here on America Tonight. And an interesting study was brought to my attention that shows that now low levels, not that we might not have known this before, but low levels of face-to-face social contact can double depression risk, which that is frightening to think of, and it goes along with what we've been saying about living in that Facebook world, Twitter world, whatever, and not interacting with other people. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is a research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. Dr. B, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, as always.
So this study just proves out what you and I have talked about so often, how risky it is to have no interaction, no human contact, or very little, isn't it?
You know, it's almost like watching television, 30 years ago. You just lose the momentum of looking at other people enjoying themselves. And you're not being physical, you don't have to use any brain power, and after a while, you don't have this confidence that you have because you're looking at everyone else doing whatever they're doing. We have to come back to ourselves. And the study we're talking about, you know, 2-3 times a week at least, you know, that's important to look at. How often do you get together with your family, with other people, interacting, finding organizations? When you're so involved in all this, forget about the percentages. Let's not even talk about it because it's obvious. You don't have time for other things to fill you in your life, and you don't have time to experience something that could be just mundane and normal, such as looking at the trees, the leaves changing, someone smiling, someone walking by saying hello, whatever that is, where you have these missing links in our life right now.
Yeah, so it's also about over-involvement then, too. It can be either way. You could be more of that shut-in person, but you could also be over-involved where you're just flitting around from place to place to place, but not really experiencing anything, right?
That's exactly right. You know, after a while, you compensate and you get comfortable. And when you stop having these cues of reading people appropriately, then you feel intimidated. And then you say, you know, why bother? Why should I have to put myself under such pressure? Because, you know, even being sociable, going out there and enjoying yourself, that's tiring.
Yes.
That could be pressure, smiling all the time. But afterwards, you feel so much better. You feel energized. You have met other people. You have information that you didn't have before. So just all around, it gives you confidence because you're able to see yourself the way other people see you rather than just watching other people who have strong identities.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's great that point you brought up. It's sometimes exhausting to make yourself accept certain invitations because I feel like we live in the, maybe I will, maybe I won't. It's like somebody said to me, well, I'll have a party and I invite all these people that like me and we're friends for so long, but I'm not going to worry about who's going to come and who's not going to come because so often people just won't do it. There's no way to get an accurate head count of people that are coming and people that aren't. And obviously we all have other pressing things in our lives. But I guess the message is, you know, take that invitation once in a while and just make yourself go.
What about having fun? What about
yes.
being joyful? Is that not important? Everything has to be so intense, even our downtime. So we really need those breaks, and it's good for your brain. I mean, our research has shown that when you're using your brain in a way that making sense, your brain cells increase. And even Alzheimer's is delayed when you're more proactive. So many reasons. But we do need to say, you know, it's important to have fun. It's productive to have fun. And you're able to have other experiences because of that downtime. It's not inventing yourself necessarily, but invigorating yourself is the word I'm thinking of using. Because when you do that, then you just come out so much stronger. It's like going on vacation, but you take many vacations with your mind and being sociable. You're right. As I said, it does put you out. You don't have to go. It's intimidating. And the more you go away from that, the more intimidated you are. And then after a while, it becomes threatening. So we have to be very careful because being in groups, having friends adds longevity to your life. And research has shown that as well. And just being into this inner space, outer space experience with these computers and all these technologies, well, it decreases the longevity in your life, and research has shown that as well. So we really need to get a grasp on facing the pressures of being out there, and it's true. It's easier not to have to do that, but you come out so much better.
Oh, I so agree with you. I have to ask you this, since
sure.
we have you, in seeing something on a completely different note, seeing what sure. happened in Oregon. Boy, you and I have also talked about this with mass shootings and then what happens after that. And this is such a crazy epidemic, and immediately psychologists, which should happen, are brought in to try to help people deal with it. But what is going on? Do you think this is part of people being isolated too as well, and that already might have a trigger?
Absolutely. These kids are often not accepted by society, and here they're finally recognized and they have a voice. So, you know, it's copycat. They see it. The first time it was done was just extremely upsetting. It was horrendous. We couldn't believe that it actually happened. We were watching it on television. And now it's happening for these kids who are not mainstream, who actually need help, who are often forgotten in the crowd, are crying out for help. And this is no way to cry out because you're killing everyone, including yourself. So this is very devastating to not only the people who are killed, but to parents who are seeing, how did my son get, it's usually a boy, get these guns? Where did it come from? I mean, this one, last one, I don't know, he had 13 weapons. The father said, well, how did that happen? So that's another thing we need to look at. How do we censor people from getting this kind of ammunition? It shouldn't be done. We need to have stricter licensing. We need to be able to know that we can investigate the backgrounds of these people who are determined. And, of course, there will be people who still have weapons anyway and will find ways to get them. But this will lessen the experience, this horrendous experience. And wouldn't it be good if every time somebody wanted to find to buy a gun, they would say, look, let's see, what is this person's background? Does he need help? And wouldn't it be better to give that person some kind of intervention rather than that gun? That's where we need to go. But aside from guns, you know, this kind of violence and this kind of interference with your education and guards standing at doors, I mean, the schools that my children go to, they have, you can't even get in. You can't, you don't have that freedom, that comfortable feeling of the support system no longer. You walk in, there's an office, you go right to the office, you speak to the secretary. It's very professionally done, but also extremely restrictive, but we have no choice. We have to guard our children against violence and these horrendous crimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. It's always fun with you. Thanks so much.
All right, to continue down that path of what we're talking about with Dr. Frieda, you heard the one thing she said that was interesting, you know, with mentioning the guns at the end and that people would still find a way. And I didn't really think of it this way. Would you be able to, if you were doing a background check, would you be able to get somebody help? Now, this is what I think is the problem with the whole mental health issue. Of course, once we look into James Holmes's background, he was the Colorado shooter. We know that the shooter, the Sandy Hook shooter, he was off the hook, crazed, had had a lot of problems. And if we go back and we look at the histories of this, there's always something in the background. And I say this, how do you find that person? What is it that you're seeing? What is the red flag? Because it's kind of ridiculous when we say that. Hey, look for the red flags of the person who might be the person who could come to your kid's school and shoot or whatever. And, you know, with Sandy Hook, Adam Lanza was he was somebody who went there a long time ago. And in the case of the Aurora, Colorado shooting the movie theater, James Holmes didn't work in the movie theater. He just happened to be near the movie theater, and it had nothing to do with the theater itself. It was just the convenient way and the whole Batman theme that he could just go in there and do what he was intending to do. And then he had jimmy-rigged, booby-trapped his apartment, too, for when he knew the cops or whoever would come and check out his house. So go figure. I mean, this is a perplexing problem, to say the least. But that research we were talking about found that on 11,000 adults, those who meet friends and family at least 3 times a week are far less likely to suffer from depression. They say people who had such contact just once every few months had an 11.5% chance of suffering from depressive symptoms 2 years later. Makes sense to me, absolutely, and I get it. It's like she said, sometimes you have to kickstart yourself into wanting to go out there, especially when you're beat and you have a million other things going on. Just some great advice. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney. So as we bounce around, and boy, we bounce around on this show, and we look at, I'll tell you, some of what ultimately is happening in what we call an election cycle, it's really the same news when you shake it upside down, except for with the Democrats and Biden as to whether or not he's going to really jump in. Is he going to run? Are the Democrats cool with that or not? Because it certainly seemed like there was a push to stop him from running, and then just as much as there was a push to stop him from running, it was the other side that was pushing back and saying, no, you should run. So we should know that, I believe, pretty soon here in the next week or so. While that's going on, Hillary Clinton gets ready for ultimately the testifying she's going to have to do on Benghazi on the 22nd of October. And then, of course, on the 13th, there's the first Democratic debate. I said this earlier. What kind of numbers are we going to see for the Democratic debate? I still don't believe they're going to be any higher than what the Republicans have, especially because the storylines, frankly, just aren't as intriguing because there's less possibilities of squirmy moments, I think, between the Democrats, because there's not that many. Not that many. In the meantime, one of the things that is happening overseas, and it's another thing that's on our radar that we've talked about, is what's going on with ISIS, the quest to stamp out the three dreaded letters when it comes to terrorism anyway. And there's a story that came out that nuclear smugglers tried to sell nuclear material to ISIS. Well, of course, because they don't care who they're selling to. They just want the money. But apparently, the arms smuggler made his pitch to a client, 2.5 million euros for enough radioactive material to contaminate several city blocks. Earlier this year, two men were plotting their deal at the terrace of Cocos Priv, a dance club and sushi bar in the capital of Moldavia. And the idea was that they could move it quickly. The smuggler, Valentin Grosu, wasn't sure if the client was for real, and he was a little worried. The client was an informant. It took 20 meetings to persuade Grosu that he was an authentic Islamic State representative. Eventually, they exchanged cash for a sample in a sting op that landed him in jail. So that's how they uncovered the plot. This attempt to sell bomb-grade uranium to a real buyer from the Middle East. It's really the first known of its kind. Wiretaps, videotape arrests, photographs of the bomb-grade documents and the material documents and interviews. So they were definitely targeting buyers who are enemies of the West. And thank goodness they did have a sting, and thank goodness they were able to cut them short. But there's always others that can come in behind them. But it was certainly a very, very good test, and one that was fruitful. Because at least one person is off the block that's not out there trying to cut deals. In the meantime, while that's happening in a sting operation, the folks at the Pentagon chief, says they're almost ready to open combat jobs to women. So, wow. I think there's enough of a threat out there, and certainly enough of a need. I guess if that woman has the right stuff, then bring it on. Defense Secretary Ash Carter sounds like it's getting, makes the way he speaks anyway, sound like they're getting closer to that. He told troops in Sicily on Tuesday that limiting his search for qualified military candidates to just half the population would be crazy. And he sent out a memo where he gave the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff until the end of October to forward his review of the service recommendations on which jobs, if any, should remain closed to women. The chairman, General Joe Dunford, was the commander of the Marine Corps until recently and was the only service chief to recommend that some frontline combat jobs stay male only. So he was speaking to a crowd of troops that included a large portion of Marines, said he hasn't decided on the recommendations completely, but he pledged to review the recommendations, blah, blah, blah. So you get it. To not recruit half of the population is the big comment. Because the half of the American population is female, of course. He says, for that reason, you should be able to recruit women in as many specialties as possible. And we know from people who have called and spoken to us in the past that, you know, you got this one problem is the thing that we hear over and over again. Can you carry, if a man's down, woman's down, whoever, can you carry them to safety? Is it a strength issue or not? The Marine Corps says it did extensive research, including comparisons of all male and mixed gender units. The units went through testing where they were evaluated on a variety of combat tasks. And guess what they came up with? Mixed gender units are not as capable as all male units, and that female or women couldn't carry as much weight or shoot as well as the men. And see, that's the one lunacy of it. Jobs should be open, great, all that. But if you can't do the job, then you don't want to put somebody in that position in the first place, whoever the person is, male or female. But you don't want to say, hey, these jobs are open to women, and then put them in a situation where they're set up to fail. And the answer is, if you can't carry somebody when they're down, that's not a good thing. Right? It's not a good thing. We know that. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Dano, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Hello, babe. Hello.
I'm here. What's up?
Well, we could do the pianist battalion. Just have all women instead of men go out there right after their little situation where they you know, go through the menses, and they'd be all pissed off. And women are natural-born killers anyway. I mean, you know, look at the abortion.
Get them angry.
Look at the abortion pressure we got going in this country.
Yeah.
They'll even kill babies. You're damn right. Send them women out
terrible.
On the front lines.
You can't have a woman that can't carry a man back who's
well, she
injured.
Carry back a woman. You know,
yeah.
Yeah. No mix. Just put them all out there. All women. The all Amazon battalion.
That is funny. I give you that one. That's good.
Okay, another thing. You know, you put armed guards in the schools or let them have guns to carry. They can take care of the situation. And don't hang up on me because I'm going to be playing Nail the Score with you next.
Nail the Score.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's right. Nail the Score is coming up. Absolutely. So stay
Absolutely.
With us. Absolutely.
Yeah,
hang through, Dan, for sure. And all of you, too, as we mix up Nail the Score, we're going to boot it to yet the other segment. So stay with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBen team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.